Chapter 28, The Final Period. Mon Dieu, how time flies! Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The final period has arrived, and here comes the fox who has set this cave on fire tonight. Not literally, of course. Bismarck blew Don a kiss as the players emerged from their huddles and fell into position. The floor had been refreshed by Lamandra brooms during the intermission. The Jerboa fans were still riled up from Tobin's surprise goal in the second period. Before the bats even whistled to resume play, the crowd was already roaring in anticipation. Boris, too, was stomping his feet and howling like a joyous lunatic. La piste de la résistance, Bismarck hollered above the noise. Game on! As the bats dropped the spider, time seemed to slow down. Dawn gripped her kiwi. Tobin bit his tongue. Bismarck cleared his throat. Don won the face-off and swept the tarantula over to Cora. Thwack, thwack, thwack. They passed Harry in a triangle, advancing slowly but surely. But Miss was running out of patience. She checked Ajax with her shoulder and stole the spider. The rough play sent a gasp through the crowd. By the time the coyote staggered to his feet, the Crocs were already attacking the goal. Oh, goodness, said Tobin. Miss was bearing down on him, her kiwi raised. At the edge of his vision, he saw Cora. The wombat tapped her nose. Tobin shut his eyes and took a deep smell. In the darkness, he could sense a presence. It smelled like kiwi beak and spider, and it was coming his way. Curving slightly to the right, he held out his paw. Thunk! The crowd went wild, pounding their chests, ripping hair out of their ears. The sheer excitement made the air ripple. Tobin opened his eyes and looked down. He was holding Harry. Oof, not so tight, pangolin, shouted the tarantula. I'm very sorry, said Tobin, and carefully slid the spider over to Dawn. Thwack, 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 Dawn passed to Cora, who tapped it back to Julian. Julian advanced up the floor, dodging a lunging tackle from Orr. Thwack, thwack, thwack! Julian flicked a pass up in the air, which soared over V's head and landed right at the feet of Ciro. Thwack, thwack, thwack! Ciro tucked the spider between his legs, but he was checked against the side of the rink by Miss. Thwack, thwack, thwack! Mon Dieu, we have reached the final moment of play, Bismarck shouted. He looked down at his friends. They were still down by one point, and the Crocs controlled the spider. Was it really going to end this way? The Crocs took a long shot at goal, which Tobin recovered expertly. He passed the tarantula forward to Dawn. The fox looked left, then right. Her teammates were covered by defenders. A pass would be risky. 30 seconds! The time ticks away! Called Bismarck. The bats noted the time and raised their fingers to their mouths, ready to blow the final whistle. Bismarck sat up from his seat. His heart was pounding. 20. Viente! Vont! Dawn glided down the floor, controlling Harry with gentle touches of her kiwi. Two crocodiles peeled away from their marks to defend the charging fox. Just before they converged on her for a crashing tackle, Dawn crouched. The Crocs collided with each other, crumpling to the floor. 15 seconds! Ladies and gentlemen, do not blink. Do not breathe. Do not move a muscle. You don't want to miss this. Thwack, thwack, thwack. Dawn made a pass to Cora, who was wide open. The wombat took it down the marble, where she was met with stiff resistance from B. Cora whipped the spider over to Julian, who flicked it back to Ajax. Swoop, thwack, thwack, thwack. Ajax passed to Ciro, who passed to Dawn. 10 seconds. Thwack, thwack, thwack. The bats inhaled deeply, preparing to whistle for the end of the game. Thwack, thwack, thwack. 8 seconds. The challengers raced along the marble floor, frantically trying to outmaneuver their defenders and get open for the pass. Thwack, thwack, thwack. 7 seconds. The crowd was quiet. Their fate seemed to be decided. Thwack, thwack, thwack. 6 seconds. Un tragedia. The end is upon us! And what on earth are those two doing? Bismarck wailed. Down at the opposite end of the floor, Tobin and Cora stood hand in hand. Then they started to spin, gripping each other's paws until they were a hypnotic blur of fur and scales. The crowd gasped. Round and round, the spiraling twosome shot down the rink, picking up speed. Before anyone could react, the spinning sensation of pangolin and wombat whirled in front of Boris's goal. Dawn, who still had control of Harry, had a choice to make. 3 seconds! 2! 1! Shouted Bismarck. Dawn drew her kiwi back, held her breath, and let it rip. Thwack! Harry careened through the air and bounced off the whirling dervish. Whether it was off Tobin or Cora, it was impossible to say, and hit the top right corner of the goalpost. Tink! The spider landed just outside the goal line. No goal. Boris gaped at the motionless spider at his feet. Then, before he could blink, there was Dawn, who had hustled forward after the pass. Thwick! With a tap of Dawn's kiwi, Harry slid into the net. The bats were too shocked to whistle. Even if they had, the clamor of the audience would have drowned them out. The shot was good. The game was tied.